Today I have the pleasure of introducing a new show that will be airing on 2SER. Former host of our very own Tuesday Daily, Lachlan Acord, is launching his own show, Sydney Tonight. If you're ever out in Sydney with your friends and thinking there is absolutely nothing to do, you are wrong, and Lachlan is your guy, because this show is all about the people of our city and all the cool events and highlights of the week. And he is joining us in the studio today. Lachlan, how are you?
I am so good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You are our second or third Lachlan of the show.
Yeah, I've heard. It's an honour to be part of the Lachlan show.
It's incredible. We're going to start a convention. So about this, your new show of yours, Sydney Tonight, what made you want to launch a show like it?
I mean, I think I am quite annoying in that I will not shut up about how much I love Sydney. And I have, like, there's nothing particularly about it that has stood out to me. I mean, I've lived here my entire life. But even when I'm, like, traveling overseas, if I'm in another city, I'll just be like, it's not as good as Sydney. They don't do it quite right. And then on the flight back, I'm like, yes, it's good to be back. And I'm very passionate about how much I love Sydney. And I've been talking about it for years, so I figured, why not make a show where I can do that and have it count towards something?
So what I'm hearing from you is you're our front line of defense in the Sydney versus Melbourne debate.
Exactly. I am staunchly in favor of Sydney. Melbourne's fine, but, you know, it doesn't compare.
Absolutely. I mean, I agree too, but I'm biased. So is this show going to be kind of like a This American Life sort of show, or more about local events? What's going to be the nice, crunchy stuff of the show?
I mean, it's a fantastic question. I have been framing it sort of like a Tonight Show, so like a Jimmy Fallon or a Conan or Rove. So it's me, and I have brought in all these different guests, and I'm going out and reporting on all the sort of fun things that there are to do in Sydney. So I have one coming up, not to spoil anything, but in a future episode, I will be racing the light rail to see which is faster between me running or just riding on the light rail, because it always feels way too slow. So I put it to the test, and that's...
I love this.
Yeah. If you want to see how it goes, you got to tune in. I think it's the second episode I've got that. But yeah, just all sorts of fun things, and people from Sydney or people passing through Sydney, just to talk to them about what they think about the city.
That's amazing. Why do you think there's this growing movement of support in community events and engagement? Because, I mean, we had COVID, but now we're almost 6 years out of it. And I think we're still in that stagnant period of there's a lull in community events and people are trying to bring that back. So why do you think that there's this massive movement?
I mean, I think there is something to do with COVID. I mean, when you couldn't do anything at all and you had to start small, like the lockdown was very, you were eased out of it and you could only really do things very locally. And I think that made you appreciate it more. And I guess now as we continue, doing big things can be quite expensive. Like if you want to, I don't know, go on a holiday or even do something bigger that is not necessarily super local, it can cost a lot and it can be really hard to organize. Local events are a lot easier and they make you appreciate where you live more. And that's a nice thing, I think, to be happy with where you are. Because if you're not, then I mean, I don't know what to say. And yeah, there are a lot of these groups that are starting out to make local events and local areas more fun. I don't know if you know about the group Ripple. It's an Instagram account. I think it's called Ripple Social Sydney or something like that, where they organize like events and the whole thing is like make Sydney social again. And I think they were on Thursday Drive a few months ago promoting that. So all these sorts of things, they're popping up and I think it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from a generation that is, I'm probably on the tail end because I remember my grandparents having VHS and my first phone was a hand-me-down iPod Touch. But I grew up with social media and I have found it so difficult to meet people in public, and there's no sort of like third spaces to connect with people that you don't already know through university or work or just your social group. So hoping Sydney will have more of these, but is that sort of a focus on your show, like getting people together?
I think in a less direct way, yeah. It's not like I'm going on every week and I'm going to be saying, you have to do this, go be social. But I hope that by making Sydney seem awesome, because it is awesome, it'll inspire people to appreciate where they live more and realize that there is a lot to do and a lot going on in the city. You just have to look around and you'll find something.
I love that idea. So I'm very excited to tune into the show. Can we get a little bit of a sneak peek of what's on the agenda for tonight?
I mean, absolutely. You kind of hinted at it there. The first thing on the show tonight is about an event that is free, that people can get out to every Friday night, a salsa dancing class in Darling Harbour. And then I will be joined on the show. My first ever special guest on Sydney Tonight is Robbie Thompson, who is the lead commentator for the A-League in Australia, the Football League, and he has some very fun stories that I'm going to ask him about his time working in Australia and over in France, where he lived for like 20 years.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Lachlan, for coming on the show tonight. Stick around on here, because you can catch Lachlan Acourt's show later tonight at 7:30 right here on your very own 2SER 107.3. Thanks, Lachlan.
Thank you.